Let's talk about the Velvet Tones and your upcoming record, Slow Wave.
Yeah.
So you will have a gig in Germany, in Freiburg, on 16th, next week.
Yeah.
Is it your first time in Freiburg?
Yeah, it's actually our first time in Germany.
In
Europe, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, well, I've never actually been to Europe ever.
How come?
But just, I don't know. I mean, I want to, just because of circumstance. Usually we play in America because it's closer.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to the UK once, but this will be our first time in Germany and our first time Freiburg.
Okay, that's a logical thing. But I bet that German people will love your music. They love surf music. So,
yeah, hopefully. We can't wait to come, actually. We've been looking forward to this for like a year.
Okay. What's Velvet Time? What kind of name is it? Or what does it mean? Does it mean anything, or is it just a name?
Yeah, I think it's just a name to match the project. I came up with a name myself when I started the band, like 3-4 years ago. And I wanted a name that we could grow into.
To grow into the name.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you already grow into it the last years?
I think we're getting there.
Okay. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 23.
And the other guys?
Same age.
Okay. So you met at school or university or?
Yeah, like right, like when we were like 19, I think we all kind of met. Because we're all from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And just through like other shows and bands and music, we kind of all met each other. I had this idea for this band, and I kind of like recruited the people that I thought would work.
Mm. Yeah, it seems to work quite well. I mean, you are only 3 people and make such a noise. So how do you manage to create such a really full sound?
Well, a lot of us play a lot of different instruments. So in the studio, we can play a bunch of different things. And then live, like I play guitar and sing. Our bass player plays keyboards and plays bass. Our drummer sings and plays drums. Like everyone does more than one thing.
So you have lots of instruments on stage.
Yeah, definitely.
Your music is called surf music. Now my question, do you surf?
I kind of do. I mean, we live in Edmonton, which is in the middle of the prairies.
I checked it out, yeah. It's quite far from the sea, isn't it?
It's really far, but I actually lived in Australia for like half of a year when I was 19. So I learned to surf there in Australia. And I've lived on Vancouver Island off and on in the past like 3 years. So you can surf in Canada there too.
Okay.
So I kind of do it like whenever I can. Right now I'm in Edmonton, so there's no surfing, and it's winter, so there's definitely no surfing.
Okay. Yeah, it's a special thing in Canada. It's super cold most of the time, and some weeks it's really, really hot, and then cold again.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard about Canada. I don't know. At least in Quebec, that's the case.
Yeah, have you ever been to Canada?
No, but a friend of mine lived there for a while, and she told me. Yeah, but I'd like to go there.
There's a lot of different places you can go. It's such a big country.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of great nature over there.
Mm-hmm.
And how far is it to the sea? I mean, how many hours you have to drive?
It's like a 14-hour drive to Vancouver.
Okay, so you prefer to fly, I guess.
Yeah, and also the thing about Canada is it's really expensive to fly in Canada. So people don't really do it. Like, you can't, it's not cheap. So people usually drive.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's better for the environment. I don't know. Not to fly.
I don't know.
You like to surf, and what was that the moment you came in touch with surf music, or do you like it anyway?
I think the reason I like surf music is because it has guitar, and I just love guitar music. And it was like kind of an interesting type of guitar music.
Mm-hmm. So it's a bit historical, isn't it, from the 60s as well?
Yeah, it's definitely historical. So like, I was into the Beach Boys a lot, I think, when we were recording some of our music. And like, that's like surfy guitar music right there.
And how do you combine it, the 60s sound, with temporary indie rock music?
How do we do it?
Yes. So what's your, I don't know.
I think in the studio, it just kind of happens because that's just what we listen to. That's just what we like. So it's natural. We just kind of combine everything that we like and it comes out sounding like that. You know, everyone in the band listens to a lot of older music.
Yes, your next record will be released in spring and it's called Slow Wave. Surprise, the wave is inside. There are a lot of waves on the record. So the name, just the names. Does it stand for real waves on the sea, or is it more or less metaphor for anything, the wave?
So the reason we chose that name is because slow wave is actually like a form of sleep. If you look it up, it's like the deepest form of sleep that you have in the night.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so we kind of thought that was an interesting kind of image for the record, because it's like sleeping, dreaming, cosmic, but still has like a little like surf element to it, I guess.
Yeah, it's an interesting description, slow wave for this kind of sleep. But it makes sense that you sing a lot about dreams. That's what I ask myself, like, why the dreams? So in Daydream, for example, in Midnight Surf.
Yeah.
So what are your dreams?
Like, what do I dream at night?
You can tell me whatever you want. I mean, maybe your plans for future as a band, or maybe what you dream at night. I mean, you're free to tell me, but you don't have to.
What are my dreams? Well, I want to keep playing in different countries that I've never been to. That's one dream.
Okay.
Another dream is I really want to go to Egypt, because I've never been.
Okay. What is the special thing about Egypt for you?
Yeah, it just looks like a dreamy place.
Yeah, it's a really historical place as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the dreams will come true when you come to Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what else do you sing about in the lyrics? I mean, I think it's about everyday experiences or everyday problems of young men in the middle of Canada. So what is it?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's just like, when we write songs, I think it's just based on our lives experiences. Like one of the songs is called Strange Side of the Street, and that's just about, we all lived in this really old house in Edmonton for like a few months when we were making the record, and that was just about that experience. And Daydreams is kind of about me moving back and forth between Vancouver because it's so far, and not really having a place that was settled. So just things like that. And then there's like kind of your love songs about relationships and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the normal thing to sing about love. Yeah. And All I Do, is it about unrequited love?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. But I ask myself, is this reality for such young and good-looking rock musicians like you are?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I think everyone has a little bit of reality.
Yeah, maybe it's a good thing to stay on the floor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to have that many freaked out groupies or so. To keep realistic.
Well, you seem to keep, we have girlfriends and stuff, you know, but I think it's hard to when we're always traveling. So I think that's like a big topic maybe because we're never around, you know. Mm.
Okay, so what are the plans? When do you start to Europe? So what is the tour plan?
We leave. What day is it today? Friday?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's Friday.
Yes.
We leave on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the first show is on the 15th, so Thursday, in Minden.
Mm-hmm. It's a small town in the north of Germany or middle. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the second show is in Freiburg.
Yeah, that's our place. Yeah.
And that's where you are.
Yeah.
And where is that exactly? Is that like south?
Freiburg or the venue?
Freiburg.
Freiburg is in southwest of Germany.
Okay.
It's quite on Switzerland border.
Yeah.
And so in the Black Forest. It's in the middle of Black Forest, so you have a lot of green, dark green forest, but you know it from Canada, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you could feel like at home.
Yeah. Maybe. I can't wait. And then is there mountains around there?
Yes, but not that high. There are just 1400 meters are the highest. Yeah, but it looks nice. So it's not the Alps, but yeah, you can see some mountains and it's really nice. But there's still snow on mountains, and in the city it's rather a bit warmer, of course. And sometimes you can have spring feelings even in winter here. So that's the thing in Freiburg.
Cool.
It's a good place. So have fun. Have fun on tour and have fun in Freiburg.
I will. Have fun in Switzerland.
And say hello to your band members.
I will.
Okay. Take care, Spencer.
Okay.
Bye-bye.